Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wanick, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This live teaching on how to fulfill God's will is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But you know, here I was glorifying God and saying, God's awesome. God has touched my life. I'll never be the same. I'm filled with the Spirit. And immediately, here come an authority figure trying to get me to value his opinion and to say, but who are you? I've been to seminary. I know about all of these things. And you should value my opinion. How dare you say that? See, it was trying to get me to glorify and to magnify and value his opinion, because who was I? I was an 18-year-old kid. But you know, by the grace of God, I don't understand. I just was so excited. I had encountered God, and I didn't understand it with my head, but I knew that God had touched me, and I wasn't going to back off of it. And I remember looking at the pastor, and I said, whoa, you've taken an offense where none's intended. I don't know what's going on, but I'm telling you, I'm filled with the Spirit. I just kept glorifying God. I kept what God said about me up there, and because of that, everybody else's opinion was relatively low. Within a very short period of time, I had people start telling me that I was of the devil, and God told me to quit school and other things. And because I quit school, I had people that started fighting against me and telling me that this is of the devil. God would never tell you to do any of those things. And when the Lord spoke to me about quitting school, my mother thought that I had lost my mind, because at that time I was getting $350 a month from the government if I stayed in school. I had Social Security payments coming from my father's death, and I was being paid to stay in school. I had a deferment from the draft if I stayed in school. And just on and on, my family thought that school was everything. I'm the first person in generations that didn't graduate from college. And when I said that God told me to quit school because I was just committed to following him with my whole heart, man, I had people tell me, this is of the devil, and you're of the devil. And they were people, I was just brand new in the Lord. And here they were, spiritual people, people that had been my mentors before this, the youth leader of the church, the pastor of the church, friends, relatives, everybody told me I was of the devil and that I was missing God. And you know what all of this was? It was an attempt for me to say, am I going to value what I feel in my heart and what God has said to me, or am I going to value what other people say? If I would have started valuing their opinion and started doubting what I felt in my heart, then I would have quit glorifying God, and that would have been the first step to me losing the fullness and the joy and the victory that I had through that experience with the Lord. But by the grace of God, I just kept saying, I didn't understand much, but I just knew that I had encountered God. And I just remember, it was like water off a duck's back. I said, I don't know what your problem is, but I know that God has spoken to me. And it's a long, long story. I won't go into all of it. But one example is that after I had quit school, I got reclassified and sent for my draft physical. And I passed my physical. And so they reclassified me 1A, and I had a recruiter come to my house. You got to remember, I was 18 years old. Here comes a 30-something-year-old man dressed in a military uniform to my house, an authority figure. And he comes and he sits down at my table, and he opens up his briefcase and he spreads out all of these pamphlets, and he says, I want to show you all of the benefits of you volunteering for the draft instead of being drafted. He says, we may be able to keep you from going to Vietnam, and you could get this assignment and stuff. And he started his spiel, and I just stopped him, and I said, look, I can save both of us a lot of time. And he says, what's that? And I said, the reason I'm classified 1A and that you're here is because I quit school, and I lost my student deferment. And he said, that's right. And I said, but you see, God told me to quit school. So I'm following God, and if God wants me to be drafted, I'll be drafted, and if he doesn't, I won't. And you know what this guy did? He broke out laughing. He started laughing, and he said, boy, I can guarantee you, you're going to Vietnam. And you know, when he did that, Here I was valuing God and saying, God is important in my life. God's will is more important to me than anything else. God spoke to me and I believed God, and I believed God was all powerful. I believed God was supreme. I had value and worth on God. Here was another person that had zero worth on God. He says, I'm representing the United States government. Who is God compared to me? And you know what? When that came across, and he said, I can guarantee you, you're going to Vietnam. Boy, anger rose up on the inside of me. I was an 18-year-old boy talking to a guy who had the power to get me drafted. And I stood up and I put my finger in his chest like this. And I started punching him. And I said, buddy, if God wants me drafted, I'll be drafted. And if he doesn't, you or the United States government or every demon in hell can't draft me. Amen. You know what I was doing? I was saying I still value God and his opinion and what he says more than you. And when I did that, this guy just looked at me. He folded up all of his papers. He put them in his briefcase and he walked out the door, never said a word. And you know, the very next morning, I got my draft notice in the mail. And I didn't think about it then. I would have loved to have seen if it had a postmark on it or a stamp. I bet you what happened, that guy probably went down and processed my papers and stuck the draft notice in my mailbox. I don't know. But I didn't care because I was trusting God. And you know what? In hindsight, Vietnam's the best thing that ever happened to me. Because I was a Baptist when I went to Vietnam. And when I came out, I had spent 15 hours a day for 19 months studying the Word, and I didn't intend to do it, but they didn't want me in the Baptist church when I came out. My theology had changed, and they kicked me out, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Amen. It was a good deal. It was my Bible school. But you see what I'm saying? Here I was valuing God, and here comes an authority figure that if I would have started valuing his opinion, I would have quit glorifying God. And before I know it, I would have felt like, God, what happened to that experience where I knew that you loved me and that you spoke to me and that you changed my life? And I would have said, God, where is it? God, move again. God, help me to get it back. See, there's a lot of people that when they run into a dry spell, when they don't feel the love of God, instead of them recognizing it's because they shut the spigot off, they're the ones that stop the flow. They go back and they say, oh God, what happened? Did I displease you? Have you quit? Oh God, show me your love. I have people come to me all the time and says, brother, would you pray for me that God would just reveal his love to me and that I could feel his love? And no, I won't pray that. And a lot of you think, well, what's wrong with that? You are supposing that it's God that shut off the spigot, that it's God who's not speaking his love. The truth is, God is speaking his love to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you aren't feeling the love of God, it's not God who's not giving, it's you that's not receiving. And so if you want to say, I know that God loves me, the Bible makes it very clear, but I'm not feeling it. There's something wrong with me. Would you pray that I would get unclogged and let the love of God flow? I'll pray for that. But for you to pray and say, would you please pray that God would love me? No, I won't pray that because God already loves you. There's nothing I can do to motivate God to love you more. That's like when people come and says, would you please pray that God loves? I had a woman come up and she said, I've been praying for my husband for 20 years and God hadn't answered my prayer, but I believe he'll answer your prayer. Would you pray and ask God to save my husband? And I said, no, I won't pray for God to save your husband. And she was offended at first. She says, why wouldn't you do that? And I said, the way you stated this, you believe it's up to God whether your husband gets saved or not. I said, God's already done everything about saving your husband he can do. He's already sent his son. He died. The Holy Spirit is convicting you. And I said, it's not God who doesn't want it. You're thinking that somehow or another, God's just not motivated. I said, God's more motivated for your husband to be saved than you are. You don't need to pray and plead with God to save your husband. I said, but he's got to hear. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Pray that laborers come across his path. You speak to him. You rebuke the blindness. I said, there's other things we can do, but we do not have to motivate God to save anybody. God is already motivated. But see, this is how most people pray. They think, God, why haven't you saved this person? because nobody's talked to them, because nobody's shown them the power of God. They haven't seen a miracle happen. You need to get out and let revival flow through you and see something happen, and people will start getting saved. Miracles will start happening. But see, it's not God who shuts off the spigot. God is on all of the time. It's like speaking in tongues. You know what? Sometimes if a person comes down here to receive the baptism, and if they have an ecstatic experience and they just get overwhelmed and they start speaking in tongues loud and it's like they can't control it, you know what I'll do? I'll stop them. And I'll say, stop. And sometimes they don't want to stop. And I'll just literally, physically stop them and say, stop. Not because I'm upset with them. There's nothing wrong with you being excited. But I'm trying to teach people that you don't have to feel this ecstatic thing, because you aren't always going to have a goosebump going up and down your spine. And you need to teach people that, hey, it's great to feel things, that's fine, but you can speak in tongues without just being overwhelmed and caught up into the presence of God. You can just do it. And then when I tell people that, I'll have them stop, and then I'll say, all right, now let's speak in tongues again. And I'll have them do it in a calmer tone of voice, because you aren't always going to be able to scream and shout and run and roll. And when I do that, I've had people stop me before and they say, so you're saying that I can just turn the Holy Ghost on and off? No. The Holy Ghost is on all of the time. It's you that's on and off. And you can turn you on and start speaking in tongues anytime you want.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to fulfill God's will. This teaching is available as a 5-part series on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Or you can receive this teaching as part of a book titled How to Find, Follow, and Fulfill God's Will, which is also available for a gift of any amount. Ask for How to Fulfill God's Will when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. Or ask for the book titled How to Find, Follow, and Fulfill God's Will. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request What About Your Values when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. This radio program is heard all across the United States. We're impacting thousands and thousands of people, and yet there's so much more that we could do if we just had the resources to do it. I know that God has touched many of your lives, that you've been blessed by this, and if you've been touched, I'm asking you to help us to reach out and touch someone else. These truths are changing lives, and we just need the resources to be able to reach further. So I encourage you to pray about becoming a partner, and if the Lord says to do it, well then join with us on a monthly basis and become a financial partner with Andrew Womack Ministries.